Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Sapka, with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Exactly, sure.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Before we get tonight's show started, we want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God sent comfort, the Holy Apostle, and Shira Priest Hazadakia. We want to say shalom. We want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariyar, and Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Shar. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Conference of the Chief Priests and Elect Ladies of our Nation and Holy Women. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of States, Cities, Boroughs, Departments, and Units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel. Starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all Shields and Generals. I want to say shalom to the Captains, to the Officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to our sisters of the nation, the Daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of God. And tonight's topic is, what is love? Let the love in. Because you're going to find out, brothers and sisters, that a lot of people don't really know what love is according to the Holy Bible. So again, I want to discuss the love of God and the love of neighbors and what it actually means according to the Bible. First and foremost, what is the love of God and who is my neighbor according to the Holy Bible, the King James Version Holy Bible? Now, according to the dictionary, the word love means the following: a warm and tender liking, deep feelings of fondness and friendship, great affection or devotion. Now, let's see what the King James Version Holy Bible defines the word love. Let's get the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, please.
1 John chapter 3.
1 John chapter 5, verse 3.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Now, the dictionary is given an emotional definition of the word love. And the King James Version Holy Bible is given how God defines love. Again, read that again.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Again, the dictionary is defining love as emotions, feelings, likes. God defines love as keeping his commandments. Now, who are we going to listen to? We're going to listen to God, or we're going to listen to the dictionary? We better listen to God. Now, let's talk about the word neighbor. According to the dictionary, the word neighbor means the following. One who lives near another, a personal thing that is near another, a fellow human being. Now, let's see how the King James Holy Bible defines the word neighbor. Let's get the book of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17.
Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him.
Now, the Holy Bible says that our neighbor is our brother and not someone that just lives near us. Check that out. And our fellow brother, our kinsman, was always an Israelite. Always. So now that we have the definition, so now that we have the biblical definition of the words neighbor and love, let's see how we are supposed to be treating our neighbors. How should we love our fellow Israelite brother and sister? How should we love our neighbors? How should we love each other? Let's get St. Mark chapter 12, verse 29.
And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Now check that out. Read that again, brother.
And Jesus said unto him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Now it's interesting how it mentions God and Israel belonging to each other. And no other nation is mentioned. It says, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, for the Israelites to hear, and that the Lord our God is one Lord. Check that out. That's in the Bible, in the New Testament, that God wants the Israelites to hear, and that God is our God, the Israelites' God. And I don't hear nobody, you know, saying anything against that, about it. Why is God only pointing out the Israelites? I don't think that question has ever been asked in the Sunday church. Let's get verse 30.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength is the first commandment.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It says that we must love the Lord thy God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. And that this is the first commandment. Again, when it comes to God, how you get emotional, you know, over your children, your mama, your daddy, your family, your friends. That's how you're supposed to get emotional when it comes to God. Again, with all your soul, your whole life is supposed to be about God. With all your mind, you're supposed to be constantly thinking, constantly meditating on God and his words and making it to the kingdom. With all our strength, when it comes to sending up the prayers, you're supposed to put all your might into them prayers. Hands supposed to be up high. With all your breath, with all your strength, with all your voice. When you get finished praying to God, you're supposed to feel weak, like you're going to pass out. Feet hurt, out of breath. Stomach hurt because it's like you're doing crunches when you're saying them prayers. Arms hurt because you had them up for so long. Again, all your strength. Let's get verse 31, please.
And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It says that we must. This means this is a commandment. We have to do this. We have to do this. God commands us to love each other. God commands us to love your fellow Israelite. Like I was explaining to my three oldest children the other night. God commands us to love each other. Whatever petty differences we're dealing with, we got to work it out. Matter of fact, the Bible says that you're not even supposed to let the sun go down if you got differences amongst each other. You're supposed to work them out before the sunset. Mm-hmm. So if this is true, brothers and sisters, and we know that it is because it's the word of God, why is there a lack of love amongst the Israelite tribes? Why do the men still mean mug each other in the streets? Why we can't just say good morning to each other? Good afternoon. How you doing, brother? How's everything? Why has always got to be issues and some of y'all brothers here in Portland, you don't even want to look us in the eyes. We just want to say what's up to you. Shalom, peace. Especially when you're with your Caucasian women. Oh, did I say that? Oh, I'm sorry. Put the brothers in Portland on blast. Love them some Caucasian women. Let me tell you this. Let me proclaim this on the radio right now, on the World Wide Web, all over the country. The Israelite woman, the so-called Negro woman, Haitian woman, Puerto Rican woman, Dominican woman, Native Indian woman, Mexican woman, Cuban woman, is the number one woman on the planet. When God made the Israelite woman, he made something that the world marvels at. As they say, he broke the mold when he made the Israelite woman. And you brothers, you so-called brothers, undercover brothers, got to never be walking the streets with a Caucasian woman like you got something. What you got? A pet? What you got? Somebody to finance you? Somebody to take care of you? You the man. You supposed to be taken care of. Stop being so damn weak. Let's get back on topic. Why do we disrespect our women and call them out of their names, brothers? Why do we do that? Where's the love? Where's the respect? Why do we refer to one another as the N-word, still to this day? Like that's a badge of honor. The most despicable word ever called to identify another individual. And y'all got the nerve to say, well, if another brother say it to me, it's cool. You know, it's a term of endearment. But if a Caucasian person say it to me, oh, man, it's on. We got a problem. Come on, man, stop it. You ain't got to use that word. That word is despicable. Because when the Caucasian people, when the Asian people, when the nations, when the heathens say that N-word toward an Israelite, all hate and guile and disgust and evil intentions. Why are we still killing each other over colors, over nonsense, over pettiness, over drugs, over money? But let a police officer shoot one of our people. And Black Lives Matter. Well, Black Lives don't matter when a black man or black woman kill another black man or black woman. Why Black Lives don't matter then? Huh? Do Black Lives Matter in Chicago? Do Black Lives Matter in Philadelphia? Detroit? L.A.? Portland? Huh? Come on, man. We got to get it together. Why are we still prostituting our women? Why are we still pimping our women? Don't you know a whoremonger, which is a pimp, is going into the lake of fire? Don't you know that? Don't you know that? You don't know that? Yeah, you know it now. That's what the Bible says. Why do we still sell poison to one another in the form of illegal or unprescribed drugs? Why do we do that? Bewitching our brothers and sisters, putting spells on them with all that, on them drugs and all that. Brothers, why do you still got to put your hands on your woman? You can't talk to them. You can't get them to go the way they should go with your words, because you ain't got no wisdom. That's why. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Y'all got to stop trying to form relationships and courtships and all the friendships off of looks or money. And all that. Again, relationships, courtships, supposed to be bounded by the word of God. By the word of God. Again, what do you really prove by beating up your woman? That you're a bully? That you beat up on women? You know what I'm saying? The only thing you prove when you beat up your woman is that Satan has gotten the victory. That's the only thing that you prove. Israelite destroying another Israelite in the name of love, quote unquote. Again, brothers, if your woman gets you that mad where you get uncontrollable and you can't get it together, then guess what? Just walk away. Just swallow your pride and walk away. When everything calmed down, come back and try to work it out. Why do we still hate each other when Jesus Christ died on the cross to break down the wall of partition amongst the tribes? Again, it should be no more hatred between the northern tribes and the southern tribes. Should be no more hatred between the black tribes and the brown tribes. Puerto Ricans should be hating, so-called Puerto Ricans should be hating so-called Negroes. So-called Dominicans should be hating so-called Puerto Ricans. So-called Jamaicans and West Indians ain't supposed to be hating so-called Negroes. Come on, man. 2017, let's get it together. It's time to build our nation. It's time to build our nation. It's time to bring back our nation. Again, it's nation building time, brothers and sisters. Let's let go of all these petty differences. What's wrong with being courteous to each other? Kind, nice, cordial. What's wrong with that? Why we can't work out our problems without escalating to violence, yelling, screaming, hitting? You understand that? What would Jesus Christ do in that situation? He would love his neighbor as himself. He would love God with all his heart, all his soul, and all his mind. Let's get 1 John chapter 4, verse 21.
First John chapter 4, verse 21. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also.
Come on, 1 John chapter 4, verse 21. That's all 21?
Yes, sir.
1 John or St. John?
1 John chapter 4, verse 21.
Okay, read again.
And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also.
Come on, give me the next verse.
Chapter 5, verse 1. Whosoever
believeth that. Hold on. Give me verse 20, where it says if a man say I love God, it's like you. Excuse me.
If a man say I love God.
There you go. That's the one.
And hateth his brother, he is a liar. For
read that
he
again.
That loveth, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen?
Check that out. That's the verse I was looking for. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother or sister, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? Don't walk around being a liar, brothers and sisters. Love your brother. Love your sister. Love your wife. Love your husband. Love your children. And if you don't know how to love, come learn how to love in the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. Because in the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, guess what? We let the love in. Now, for those of you who are up on the current events and the news, there's a state of emergency going on in West Virginia. You got Caucasian racist hate groups protesting against Caucasian people that, you know, I don't know what they call them, nationals, liberalists, you know, Caucasian people that want to use their white privilege the right way. I don't know what they call them. So the racist Caucasians, they don't want Major Lee, whatever the cracker name is, excuse me. They don't want his statue removed along with the Confederate flag. And the other Caucasians, they saying, no, we got to remove it, you know, because it's 2017 and everything needs to be equal and fair. And they protesting, they clashing. And a riot broke out. Now it's a state of emergency down there in West Virginia. To even where one of the racist Caucasians took a car and drove it into the crowd of people protesting. He saw people flying everywhere. Then he had the nerve to back up to get away. All you see is shoes and blood everywhere. Now, the Bible talks about that. Let's get Matthew chapter 12, verse 25 and 26. Come on.
Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery.
What verse are you in?
Chapter 5, verse 27.
No, Matthew chapter 12, verse 25 and 26.
Sorry. And Jesus knew their thought, and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand.
You see what the Bible's saying? You got Esau divided against Esau. It's not going to stand. Give me the next verse, verse 26.
And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand?
So, brothers and sisters, you're looking at Esau's kingdom being brought down right before your eyes. All you got to do is just stay in there and wait for your turn, because guess what? We got next. With that, I want to say God bless, good night, and shalom. And thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com.